Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from Bolton Abbey and Open Country with me, Tom. You join me on what is set to be an absolutely glorious day. There's hardly a cloud in the sky. The ground is bejewelled with frost as it glimmers in the low winter sun. It's pretty chilly, but I have a good feeling about this one. Today, we're heading up along the River Wharfe towards an aqueduct and Barden Bridge. We'll then cross Barden Bridge and then head back through Stridwood towards the Cavendish Pavilion, where we're starting this audio walk today. I can already feel the winter chilling my hands and extremities, so I suppose we better get our blood pumping and put our best foot forward, crossing the old wooden bridge in front of the Cavendish Pavilion and heading out through the woods up towards Barden Bridge. Let's get cracking. Glad the river's not too high today, because the first part of this walk runs right along the bank. We're currently walking along a narrow concrete path, and to the left hand side of me there's a short wall that's only about a metre high, and at the bottom of that wall the water is running by. It's a beautiful way to start the walk, especially as we'll be following the river for the majority of it. It's just getting us acquainted with this lovely meandering river that flows through the heart of the Yorkshire Dales. Through the gaps in the trees and a few rocky islands in the water, I can see some ducks dabbling around on the water's surface. It looks really cold. I wish I had a bit of their insulation. Anyway, I'm going to keep moving to keep warm and head further upstream. The path has just risen quite rapidly, and conveniently at the top of the hill I've reached this lovely little stone-built shelter where I can just pause and get my breath back a little while. I've got lovely views over the Wharfe Valley through the trees and the hazy sunshine that's bursting through the branches. And in front of the shelter, somebody has put out a line of birdseed. So I'm going to sit as still and as quietly as I can and see if we get any visitors coming for their breakfast. Oh, and right on cue, we've got a little great tit. The great tit's now been scared off by a robin. Providing a wonderful source of food and an attraction for the visitors as well. It's beautiful to see. I could stay here all day, but I suppose we ought to move on. I may have got my breath back after that short, sharp climb, but I found another little beautiful resting place where I can sit and enjoy the view. There's a bench, and in front of it there's a gap in the trees, and right through the middle of it you can see the Strid, a dramatic channel of water where the river crashes through the rocks. We should get an even better view as we get a little bit closer to it when we return on the opposite bank of the river. But for the moment, I'm just going to take in this beautiful sight as the sun just catches the top of it as it rises further into the sky. I I knew this walk was going to be special. And it just continues to keep getting even better. We've wandered on a little bit further now from the viewpoint over the Strid towards the end of the wood. We've just walked through some towering beech trees. Some of them have still got their little orange curled up autumn leaves stuck to the branches that the wind hasn't managed to tear free. But the majority of them are skeletal, silhouetted against the blue sky. As we head towards the edge of the wood, there's still a few old oak trees lining the path. And the path is now dropping down back towards the riverbank. Through the gap in the trees, I can just make out the aqueduct, which we'll be aiming for in a little moment. But as soon as we break through the trees, we're bathed in this beautiful, warming winter sun that I can feel on my back. It's still pretty chilly though. The grass is still encrusted with icy crystals, which is being illuminated in this sunshine. Really is an idyllic spot to do a walk. Here we are at the impressive aqueduct. It's a classic example of amazing Victorian architecture and engineering. It's made up of three large arches with a smaller one at the side which forms the footpath that we'll walk through a little bit later on. The structure is turreted along the top, so it looks like the facade of a castle. You can walk over the top of it. I remember walking across the top of it when I did the Dales Way. But underneath the footpath, there's a hidden pipeline, which, believe it or not, runs for 32 miles from the top of Nidderdale at Scarhouse and Angram reservoirs, which then takes the water to a water treatment works before heading on towards the city of Bradford, where it supplies the city with fresh drinking water. Really is incredible that this structure that was built by the Victorians is still being used today to full effect. As we continue along the frosty path, we're now in open farmland. There are a few trees on the hill to my right, just framing a few farm buildings. In them there are a few jackdaws and crows roosting, which you may be able to hear calling out in the background. For the rest of the landscape surrounding us, it's mainly grassy fields, which are glowing white with all of the frost that's on them this morning. In front of me now, I've got a perfect view of where we're going to be turning back over the river of Barden Bridge. And on the opposite side of the river, where we will be walking back, towering above the trees is Barden Tower, or at least the remains of Barden Tower. It's an example of a 16th century hunting lodge where people used to stay when they used to hunt in the woods surrounding this area. Some of it today stands in ruin, but still part of it is used for weddings and other events. There has been a bit of tree felling in the area recently, so it stands out a lot more on the landscape as you're either driving along the road or, like we are today, walking along the footpath alongside it. Anyway, as Barden Bridge, our destination, is in sight, we better head towards it and continue to enjoy these spectacular surroundings here on the Bolton Abbey estate. We've now reached Barden Bridge, another three-arched bridge across the River Wharfe. Unlike the aqueduct, this one is a little less dramatic in its structure. It just forms a sweeping curve over the river, pinning it down at either side with two struts in the middle. It's obviously not built for the volume of today's traffic. It's very narrow, only 3 metres wide at the top, meaning that large coaches and lorries aren't able to get across it, which means the road at the opposite side of the river, although it can be busy with cars and cyclists, is rather quieter than the main road up towards Burnsall. I've just come down onto this pebbly beach for a closer look at the bridge, and there's a little grey wagtail dipping its tail in front of me on the bank of the river, which is a lovely sight to see. It's said that there was a bridge on this site from as early as the 14th century, although the shape and structure that we know today was built in 1659. Having said that, a few decades later, that original structure was washed away by heavy floods and it had to be rebuilt. It's been restored a few times since then, but still stands as testament to the original builders that imagined this spanning structure that sits pinning down the River Wharfe as it does to this day. On a day like today, it looks resplendent as it's bathed in this winter sunshine. I'm looking forward to going across it, actually, and getting that view from the pinnacle at the top, looking up and down this fantastic river that we're walking along today. So here we are at the top of Barden Bridge. I probably won't stay here for too long because the traffic may disrupt my viewing, but there are some little triangular viewing platforms at either side of the ridge in the middle, which provide a beautiful view down the river towards Bolton Abbey and Strid Wood in one direction and further up towards Burnsall and Appletrewick in the other. It really is a fantastic vantage point, especially on a beautiful day like today. Having just crossed Barden Bridge, I'm making use of this lovely little arched seating area. It's made up of a dry stone wall, all encrusted in vibrant green moss that's glowing in this lovely low winter sun. And built into it are some stone plinths at different heights, each one a little bench for people like me to sit on and admire their surroundings. We've got a perfect view of Barden Bridge from here, which is framed by the branches of beech trees which are cascading down towards the river. And just like the wall, glowing in this gorgeous sunlight. It really is a beautiful spot to just pause, enjoy the sound of the water running under the bridge and the birds that are just waking up in the trees around me. As we make our way back towards Strid Wood, on this meandering path through the trees, I'm just taking this moment to pause for a little while next to the river. The reason for that is that the river is quite low at this point and there's some rocks underneath, and as the water flows over them it's rippling and bubbling. And as the sun catches these bubbles which are glowing white, it's creating this sparkling effect on the surface of the water. Just goes to show that whatever season you walk these walks on here at Bolton Abbey, you're bound to see something that just catches your eye, makes you stop and think and wonder at the natural world. This is something you wouldn't get any other time of the year because the sun isn't as low as it is today. And it's not hitting the river at the same sort of time and point. So I just feel privileged to be privy to this single moment that may not be visible again for at least another year. We've just crossed the little wooden bridge at the entrance to Strid Wood. And it's amazing because the atmosphere has just completely changed in a split second. From being bathed in winter sunshine and watching the calm river babble by. As soon as we enter this dramatic valley, the steep sides are shrouding the sun along with the trees. The water has picked up in speed as it heads downhill towards the Strid, crashing over the surrounding rocks. And it's just slightly cooler because we haven't got that sunshine anymore. It's made me realise that light is the basis of all visual beauty. The more light we have, and maybe even the softer it is, the calmer and more at ease we feel. And as soon as that light drops, it just changes the mood of a place. It's made me realise that without light, my attention falls on different things to find beauty in my surroundings. Like the bark on this young oak tree that's on my right hand side here. If I touch it, it's all rough but then textured with smooth moss, which breaks up the harshness. I can also turn my ears to the sound of the water crashing over the rocks, the sounds of birds as they fly through over the river. And the smell of the woodland, which will soon, in a few months' time, be bursting back into life. Although we associate light with beauty, even when there's not much light there, in the natural world we can still find beauty wherever we turn. The path has taken us higher into Strid Wood now, and we're surrounded by lovely ancient oak trees which are guiding my way back towards the Cavendish Pavilion. I'm just looking down through the trees to my left, which was drawn to my attention by the sound of crashing water again. You may be able to hear that water in the background. We're just above the Strid now. This is where the river channels down into a narrow gully and forces its way between the rocks. Really dangerous stretch of water, but yet mesmerisingly beautiful. If you'd like to listen to the audio walk that I recorded at the Strid, then check out the Bolton Abbey and Open Country websites to have a listen to that. It's almost tempting me back down to it, but I'm going to resist the urge and follow the line of oak trees back towards my base at the Cavendish Pavilion and the end of this audio walk. As we head deeper into the day, the sun continues to rise further, melting the frost and thankfully warming my fingers. I can start to feel some feeling coming back into them now, which is a rather pleasant feeling after being so cold on this audio walk today. The trees are also becoming even more alive with bird life. I'm just looking up at the tree beside me here, and there's a long-tailed tit just flitting from branch to branch. Usually when you see one, you can see more, and the more I look across the trees, the more movement I can see. It really pays when you're in any natural location, really, to just take your time and not rush from place to place. As I've been walking, I've found myself just pausing for 5 to 10 minutes just to look, listen, and smell my surroundings. When you're walking fast between location A and location B, you can often miss so many things, which just pausing for that short period of time can make you realise. It was lovely to hear a woodpecker banging its beak and head against one of the trees on the way back through. Seeing the sun rise, casting beautiful soft light and haze through the trees. And smelling the moss and the earthiness of this beautiful location on such a spectacular day. It's a memory that I'll take home with me as I leave the Cavendish Pavilion in a moment, and I'm sure it will last with me for a long time to come. Hopefully through sharing it on this audio walk, it will last with you as well. I'll just take one more pause to take in this beautiful place before heading back. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me on this walk to Barden Bridge today. If you have, then please check out more of our audio walks from Bolton Abbey and beyond via the Bolton Abbey website and opencountry.org.uk as well. Thank you very much for joining me, and I look forward to speaking to you on another audio walk very soon indeed.